Paragraph A, we know that the Ktoiris was something that generated happiness. Bebchinas, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 27, Ktoiris yisamach leiv. Ktoiris fills the heart with joy and happiness. And the real height of holiness and happiness, which is achieved through the Ktoiris, it's the ability to convert the unhappiness, the depression, the heaviness, l'simcha, to happiness, l'sitra d'kedusha, to the side of kedusha. Because Ktoiris is one of those nuclear weapons in Judaism that has the ability to extract and elevate holiness from the lowest, lowest depths. That there's nothing that has the ability to elevate holiness from the lowest, lowest places of the Sitra Achra, kemoi haktoiris, like the Ktoiris. V'alkein nenshu alidei haktoiris. What punished Nadav and Avihu? The Ktoiris. Ki alias hakdusha shel haktoiris, efshir ki yemi shehu nosui. Because the elevation, the holiness that the Ktoiris needs to generate cannot be achieved other than by a person who is married. That's what gives him the ability to elevate the holiness from the depths of the klipos and to convert the yogoin vanocha into simcha. This is what the mitzvah of marriage is all about. The simach es ishtoi. It's the obligation of the husband to bring simcha to his wife. How? With his Torah, pikudei Hashem yishor mesamchei leiv, with his tefillah, with a piece of jewelry, with a smile, with a joke, with everything that it takes, whatever it takes within the realm of kosher to bring simcha to her, to elevate her, to rescue her. Bechinas ketoiris yisamach leiv. As the Torah says, ketoiris is about bringing simcha into the heart. And this is why their penalty, the punishment for Nadav and Avihu, was death, because depression, sadness, comes from the same shelf. It's on the same shelf in the store as death, Sitra D'Moisa. Because when do we get sad? When somebody dies. Mourning, sadness, lack of simcha. Umachma sheloi hoya nisnisuim. And because they were not married, which means they did not undertake this task of converting the yoga in vanocha to simcha, therefore death grabbed hold of them. Hanimsheches misham, which comes from there, at the time that they were attempting to bring the Ktoiris. Because when you're bringing Ktoiris, it's like a wedding. It's the same kind of thing. At a wedding, you're trying to elevate the Isha. In the Ktoiris, you're trying to take the Yogan Vanochen and convert it to Simcha. They didn't have the power to do this because they weren't experienced. Person who gets married knows what a mountain it is to climb to make sure that every day is bringing simcha into the house, in the morning, in the evening, and all the different times. So a person who is zeicha to be married properly, where he's fighting 24/7 to be sameach and to bring her simcha, he's got experience in this field of converting yoga in vanocha to simcha. Begin deloy in sifu, as the Zohar Kodesh says, because they weren't married. They didn't have that koyach because they weren't married. And that's why their punishment was death via the Ktoiris. Because when a person is trying to rescue and to extract the holiness from the lowest places of the klipos, he doesn't have the experience to do that. Why? Because he is deficient in that area. He hasn't been through the experience of marriage. The Sitra Achra says, haha, he's going to pull out from us. We're going to pull him in here. This is why their punishment was that they died while bringing the Ktoiris. Because they did not have the ability to convert the yoga in Vanocha to Simcha because they had not gotten married. And this is why they passed away. They died through this process.